Hi, I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Erica Jameson, co-founder and executive director of Mint Gallery here in Atlanta. Thanks for joining me today, Erica. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
First off, I'd like to discuss the Leap Year program and really what it offers Atlanta artists and how long you guys have been doing the Leap Year program.
Sure. We started Leap Year 2011. Essentially, it grew out of us seeing a need for more support for emerging artists. So we just sat down and said, what are things that artists need? They need studio space. They need money for supplies. They need mentors. They need connections to the community. So we developed this program to kind of fill all of those needs, at least for a little bit, so they can, when they get out of school, they can kind of assimilate into the larger arts world.
Great. And what all does the Leap Year program provide? It's over a course of 1 year, correct?
Yes, it's over the course of 1 year. They get studio space at the Goat Farm, which is an amazing sponsor of Leap Year. They get a $1,000 stipend. They get paired with two mentors. They go to the Hambidge Center for 2 weeks for a residency in North Georgia. They have opportunities for community service, for public art. They can take workshops and classes that we'll pay for if they want to. They get memberships to the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center, to Wonder Root, to C4, to Georgia Lawyers for the Arts. And then we also kind of tailor the program each year based on what the artists need. You know, if they're a visual artist, we try to find things that are relevant to their work. We have a writer this year, so we've tried to find things that are relevant to his work. So it's really kind of each year ends up being a little different.
Right. And how do you feel like it's really changed since you guys really first started doing it? And maybe as well, not only how you've tailored it, like you said, but how you guys have decided to, you know, what you've offered and what you decide to incorporate into the program.
That's a really good question. I would say we're really only in kind of the middle towards the end of the second year. So it's still been a learning experience figuring out what is most valuable for these artists. I would say the artists this year have been incredibly self-motivated to the point where they're doing tons of projects outside of Leap Year, which has been great for us in a way because it's bringing more recognition to the program. But something that I really want to do coming up is figure out more ways to help artists. I think that we could improve on the types of workshops we're offering and the people that we're connecting them with. This year, I've really seen the artists grow an incredible amount, but I know that some of it has come from outside of the program and some from within, and we really want to have them focus in truly on Leap Year for the year that they're a part of it.
Great. And you guys currently have the Leap Year applicants exhibition up, and how long will that be running, and how many of the applicants in that show are actually going to be a part of the actual program for that year?
The exhibit will be up through the end of July. It comes down the last Sunday in July. And it's kind of a cross-section of what we felt was the strongest work. However, being a part of the exhibit does not guarantee you a spot in the program. And if you weren't selected for the exhibit, it doesn't mean you won't be selected for the program. We have a panel of arts professionals in the community that will review all the applicants and will select three. So they could be a part of the exhibition. They might not be.
Great. And how long till you guys decide when the actual the winners of the program?
The official announcement is on August 9th. If we're able to decide sooner, we might make it earlier. But right now, that's what's on the calendar.
That's great. And I'm just curious how you guys really came up with the idea for Leap Year and really the origins of it, how you guys really said, hey, we need to have some kind of mentorship program.
Yeah. Well, I had been organizing these community meetings with some other members of the arts community where essentially we would just invite leaders of arts organizations in to discuss relevant topics. And one thing that kept coming up over and over again was people didn't feel like they were getting enough support, whether they were an arts administrator or an artist or kind of somewhere in between. And I kind of took a look around the city and saw, you know, there's the working artist program at MoCA. And there are lots of professional development things going on. Wonder Root does some really amazing work. But I didn't see a lot geared towards emerging artists specifically. And I'm talking about artists that are maybe not in school, but, you know, they're working at a coffee shop or they have a day job and they want to make artwork their professional career. They're just not there yet. So, you know, I sat down with my board and with my gallery director and said, you know, what can we offer these artists? I mean, that is our, that's our demographic. We're working with emerging artists all the time. How can we make their experiences here more valuable and more useful? And so from that, I said, okay, studio space, money, mentors, you know, connecting with other people in the community, doing community service, doing public art, you know, taking workshops and classes that you couldn't afford to take, paying them out of your own pocket. And I reached out to other arts organizations and said, hey, we want to do this program. We haven't gotten funding yet. Are you willing to contribute in any way? Can you do some sort of in-kind contribution? And the first year, we got an amazing response. So many people stepped up to the plate and said, of course, you can have a free membership to Wonder Root or the Contemporary. Of course, we can give you discounted studio space. Of course, we can do this for you. This is great. You know, we want to support these artists as much as you do. And the second year has just gotten better. We've gotten more funding. We've gotten more in-kind contributions. So it's really been amazing.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Erica, for letting us know a little bit about the Leap Year program and all that it offers. This has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having me.